From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper has already been front and center this campaign season. He had a prime speaking spot at the Democratic National Convention and has recently been hitting the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton. Benta Berkland sat down with him to talk about this election cycle and what it means for his party.
I'm here with Governor John Hickenlooper. Thanks for talking to us.
Delighted to talk to you.
You introduced Hillary Clinton at a recent rally in Colorado and also spoke at the Democratic National Convention, and you were in that final group of candidates as a possible running mate for Clinton. If she does win and she were to reach out to you, would you accept a cabinet position and move to Washington, D.C.?
Well, it'd be hard just because, you know, my son is 14. He's just going into high school. He's been quite clear. He's not crazy about the idea. Although he put his arm around me and said, Dad, if she asks you to be VP, we'll figure it out. I've got the greatest job in the world. I get to go across the state of Colorado and meet with some of the most interesting people and try to solve problems. My first impulse would be to try and convince her to pick someone else for pretty much any task. There's almost always someone around there who can do the difficult tasks as well as you can.
It's not something you're actively seeking out, because there have been reports about kind of PR firms and courting national media.
Absolutely not. We will not ask anyone to lobby for us. We will. The only media advisor we hired was when I came out with The Opposite of Woe, my so-called memoir. We did get a guy in New York to help us line up radio stations and TV to, you know, make sure that the book found a wider audience. Trust me, we didn't spend very much money on it.
Colorado's been a key swing state, as you know, in the last several election cycles. And this year, we've already seen Donald Trump visit, Hillary Clinton. Democrats tell me they're feeling pretty confident about Clinton's chances, what we've seen in some recent polling in Colorado, as well as the Republican establishment here being lukewarm at best regarding Trump. Do you think we're going to continue to see these frequent presidential candidate visits? Are we truly a battleground this year?
Well, we certainly are a battleground, and it's hard to measure. The polling says one thing, but I'm not sure the polling has always been accurate. I mean, I've talked to various people in the Clinton campaign. No one is taking Colorado for granted. I think they're fully expecting to come back repeatedly.
What would be your advice to her for trying to bring on board some of the younger voters, the millennials that we have a lot of in Colorado with college degrees? A lot of those folks backed Bernie Sanders.
The convention, if it did one thing, it really helped bring the Sanders supporters back over to the party and to Hillary Clinton. Obviously, some people will never. They're going to march to their own drummer. But the vast majority of the Sanders supporters, I think, are now strongly supporting Clinton.
In addition to electing a president, we will likely see some anti-fracking ballot initiatives this fall. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis has already put some money behind the effort. Do you see this as a failure of your task force to try and broker compromise between the industry and residents opposed to drilling near their homes and schools?
The goal was to find some common ground and places where we can provide municipalities and counties with a louder voice. They satisfied everyone? No. The many people in the oil and gas industry are very upset with the outcomes of that commission. Many environmentalists and local control supporters are also unhappy with the outcome. This is one of those issues that is very emotional for both sides and very tightly held.
At an energy forum at the Democratic National Convention, this anti-fracking protester approached you and went up to you. What was your thought process?
Oh, I have had protesters that are anti-fracking and protesters that are for fracking have come up and approached me in aggressive fashion a number of times. That wasn't anything fresh.
Do you think having a lot of measures on the ballot will help or hurt Democrats? What do you think will be the impact for turnout?
You know, I think it's knocks-nicks. I mean, in some cases, they'll get more Democrats. Some cases, they'll get more Republicans. Overall, I think this will be a pretty high turnout election. Just the amount of emotional energy we're seeing everywhere now suggests to me that people will be voting. So I don't think the initiatives will bring out that many more people one way or the other.
Thanks. We appreciate the time.
It's always great to see you.
That's Governor John Hickenlooper. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.